Welcome back. You may have noticed a lot of construction activity going on Broad Streets in Quincy these days as Father Bill's in Mainspring is getting their new housing resource center ready to go. And John Yaswinski has stopped on by to give us a little update. Great to see you, John.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Happy spring.
Happy spring. We'll take it.
Construction season is upon us,
right? That's right. It is.
Although when you had the groundbreaking for the Resource Center, it was absolutely spectacular. You're lucked out on that.
It was a November, nice, beautiful day. Yeah. I think Father Bill McCarthy ordered the weather like he always does. But we had a great groundbreaking in the fall. Yeah. And in the winter, we were still able to break ground. And we're starting construction, so we're really excited about it.
That's great. Before we talk about that, we have some pictures I want to show folks as well. I always like to ask you for kind of just an overall update of how things are going.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we're kind of hopefully in a better place coming out of COVID. We did have a surge this past 4 or 5 months, late fall into the winter. So we've continued to depopulate Father Bill's shelter. We've kept the numbers around 60 to 65 people, which is a little less than half of what we amount of people we have in the building. But we've been able to stay in other hotels and other locations throughout the South Shore, Greater Boston area, to serve on average the normal group of same group of people that we serve on an annual basis. So hopefully we're getting into a better place with the COVID. Our team and everybody's very, very tired from it.
I would think so, yeah. Plus, you must be supply strained as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough. You know, like, we haven't been able to welcome our volunteers into the building. 90% of our meals are covered by volunteer groups, but our volunteer groups, everybody's been able to make meals, deliver those meals, get them into the place, and get them in the hands of the people.
That's great. Has the high cost of energy / food / just living in general had an impact?
Yeah, I mean, I think our budget's been showing about it, like, inflation about 7% increase this year. And so you're right, you know, thankfully some of the COVID money's been able to help us with that, and some of the FEMA money, but it's like, what's next year going to be like? You know, I think we're all struggling with that. And and I think also the rising of the rents, you know, even in good times, that's more people that we're seeing going to fall through the cracks and come to our doors.
Right, exactly. And I know the whole kind of goal and mission of your new housing resource center is stopping that from happening, right?
Stopping that from happening.
Yeah, preventing homelessness. That's the new way.
Yeah, we know it's more cost effective. We know we want the new resource center to run like a emergency room, right? If somebody goes into the emergency room and you need a Band-Aid, give you a Band-Aid. If you need intensive care, you get intensive care. So if somebody comes to us and has fallen behind on that rent, but they've been a good tenant and they want to stay there and the landlord wants them to stay there, let's help them out. Let's help them get a new job. Let's help them pay back some past rent if they've been struggling, so people don't have to come and experience Father Bill's in Mainspring.
Exactly, yeah. You know, the new, I'm sure you've heard it, the new catchphrase or catchword is unhoused as opposed to homeless. Does that matter, do you think?
You know, I think one of the things that's going on is we know that there's a lot of people that are living outside in our communities right now. Thankfully, in Greater Quincy, South Shore area, we haven't had a lot of people sleeping outside, but COVID has seen an increase, about 30% of more people sleeping outside. And so when I hear unhoused, I'm wondering if also we have so many people that are doubled up. So many people that are sleeping on couches and on floors in our communities that really aren't considered homeless by some definitions, but some people do. And I think that unhoused is probably trying to get to maybe the unsheltered population.
Okay. All right. And it's younger people too, right, that you're seeing in
that
situation?
18 to 24-year-olds is one of our faster growing populations. Wow. And again, that group right there, we're hoping that they can get back into the workforce, get back into education opportunities.
Which is the whole purpose of having it all under one roof,
under one roof. Yeah. We'll be able to, you know, in the resource center model, we'll be, you know, right now, Father Bill's can only stay open during the nighttime. Yes. Majority of the times, cold weather, we try to stay open. We're going to have now a 24/7 facility that will be able to engage with people, help people get jobs, help people get back into school, day programs that are engaging with people to, you know, workforce training programs, all of those things, you know, recovery programs.
Yep. And construction is underway, right?
Construction is underway. We're really excited about it. We're
got a couple of pictures you want to show folks.
Yeah, we'd love for you to show them. But, you know, basically we'll have two big buildings down there that are replacing Father Bill's place. And so, you know, on the middle of the lot there, you're going to have the Housing Resource Center. And then on towards the right side, you'll have a 32-unit efficiency apartment building,
okay,
which will be great. So construction has started. You can see the foundations are going in right here.
So orient us, John. Where was this picture taken from?
Yeah, so this is 39 Broad Street. So if you drive down Broad Street, mm-hmm, and you have Fratelli's is on your right, mm-hmm, the next plot is, mm-hmm, where this is on the right side.
Okay.
So Father Bill's is across the street, the, yep, existing shelter now. So what you're seeing here is the foundation that's going in for those two properties.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are these current? When does
these
this
were
take
probably the last 10 days or so.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So very current.
Yeah, and we have some renderings of what it will look like.
This is what it's going to look like. Yeah. So you're going to have your Housing Resource Center here that will still provide emergency shelter, but a lot of daytime programs like we talked about. It will have a licensed healthcare clinic. We're excited that Manit Health is going to be the healthcare provider.
Oh, that's news.
And
I
can have breaking news that Department of Public Health has officially given the license for it.
Oh, very
so
good.
It's going to have a licensed healthcare clinic in that resource center, which is great.
Wow, that is huge.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Just found out on Friday, actually.
Oh. Well, we're happy to be able to let you tell the community about it. That's great news. Manit has been, you know, a real trooper through this whole pandemic and certainly years before that. So they're a perfect match.
And I think having a bigger building and not having more shelter beds, we'll have less shelter beds, it's going to allow us to bring in organizations like Manit, like Bay State Community Services, like Interfaith Social Services, some of the real, you know, great groups in our community here come in and connect with the people.
Yeah.
South Shore Mental Health, maybe other people to come in and give them space.
Yeah, sure. So what we're
You can see the building on the left, it will be the resource center, and the shelter beds will be on the second floor.
Okay.
The community center will be on the first floor, community lunch, a healthcare clinic, some programs. We'll have a technology area, a library, some classrooms for people. And then the building towards the right that's still connected to it will be 30 units of efficiency permanent apartments.
Okay.
Which will be housing for people, and it'll be permanent housing.
And what is the current timeline for the project right now?
So our hope is that the Housing Resource Center part of the project will be done by late spring of next year.
Really?
So about a year, a little more than a year.
Okay.
And then the housing probably will be late summer of next year, as we're just starting that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get to stay in your current location until that's done, right?
Yeah, we're very excited that the city of Quincy, of course, because it's a city building, is allowing us to stay until it's completed, and then we can move over.
Okay.
Which is great.
Takes a lot of money to do something like this, right?
Takes a lot of money. You know, both projects combined is about $24 million.
Okay.
And, you know, we're thankful for Governor Baker and his team. They've committed, you know, about $15 million of it.
Wow.
And then we're raising also a capital campaign, and a campaign not just for the development side, but to add to the programs on it. And so we've got about a $10 million campaign going from the private side. And I'm happy to say we've raised about $9 million of that $10 million right now.
Wow.
Which is tremendous. So to really think about how far we've come in a sense of how we're telling our story, how many people through the last 30 years that Father Bill's place has touched, how many families. We have people that have been volunteering us for years. Mm. Everybody's coming, I can't say enough, from the business community, the Yawkey Foundation, of course, Arbella Insurance, Quincy Mutual Insurance, Rockland Trust, South Shore Savings Bank. Everybody is stepping up and wanting to be not just a part of, kind of making sure that we have a shelter response, but wanting to be a part of a new bold plan, a new idea of we can do better than just managing homelessness.
Yeah, in fact, it's called the Yawkey Housing Resource Center, right?
It is,
yeah. In tribute to their support of the
project. Yeah, and then we'll have naming opportunities throughout the whole building.
I see, sure,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. the last $1 million, and it's this week, I think, is the final week, is it not, of your Path Home campaign?
Well, no, we have another campaign.
Oh, it's a separate campaign.
It's a separate campaign.
Right.
It's for our annual funding, and Arbella is saying anybody that donates a dollar or whatever, that they'll match it up to $50,000.
Oh, wow.
So I can't say enough of that. And so, yeah, that campaign is ending. But this one probably needs to take a little bit longer.
I was going to say, you can't raise $1 million in a week,
no?
Okay, all right. But, obviously, you're going to succeed.
We're going to succeed. Yeah. We're really excited about it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What would you think Father Bill would say?
Right now? I know. He was amazing how, he could really raise money very quickly when he was faced with a crisis. And like I said, I can't say enough that I think he planted those seeds early on with people from this community to say, we need to take care of each other. I think he'd be very, very proud.
Yeah. I think I've asked you before, but the permanent housing that's being constructed, the 30 units, how is that going to be designated, John? How do you decide who gets to live there?
Yeah, we really look at who are our most vulnerable people. Our housing isn't for everybody that comes into the shelter. About 60 to 70% of the people that come in only need us for a short term.
Okay.
We'll get back on their feet and move on. But there are a core group of people that could end up being homeless for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so that's the group that we're going to target for this housing.
Okay. You'll need dedicated staff, I'm sure, for this new center?
We will. It'll be 24/7, and we're changing our staffing patterns and the resources. We're calling them triage workers. They'll triage people, like when you go to a hospital and you get assessed. And then, if somebody, like I said, only needs, if somebody falls into homelessness and they maybe just need first, last, and security to move in that apartment, let's get them the first, last, and security. So we're hoping to use our resources and raise money a little differently to be able to get people out as quick as possible.
Okay. Now, will the Manette Center also have a dedicated staff just for the resource center?
They will. They'll have their own clinic, and they'll have a nurse there every 5 days a week, and they may have a doctor there one or two days a week, and a lot of services. And once we get a little further, we should have Cynthia on, and we can talk about it. It'd be wonderful. It's great pilot. A great pilot.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no question. So, this really is smashing the mold when it comes to. I mean, this is not being done anywhere, I think, at all.
We've really reached out across the state and the country for several years, and there's a lot of people doing great things, but nobody was doing it all in one area like this. And so, we're gonna learn and we're gonna struggle. We know, but at the same time, we know what works on the back end. We've been supporting, let's get more supportive housing, and we see that. Now we need to deal with the front end of homelessness. Can we prevent homelessness? Can we not make it from happening? And then if people do fall in, what do we need for the services that are there?
Yeah.
So a lot of us is we're kind of dictating to the government a little bit about, this is what you should do. Let's be smart with our money. Let's make good resources needed right now.
Yes. Is Boston taking note? I mean, we had in the news the story about the Long Island shelter and the impact that had once it closed. Are they taking note of what's going on here in Quincy?
Well, I will say, one of the groups that I know is doing tremendous work that we're side by side on this new model and things is Pine Street Inn.
Okay.
Pine Street's been very committed to housing first on the back end and is doing a lot of stuff that we're doing on the front end.
Okay.
In the sense of, Boston in general, we've got the MassCass area and the growth there of people with substance use issues. To me, that's never always just been about a homeless issue. That's been a substance use issue, an addiction issue. And we've got to attack it that way differently than attacking it just with just housing isn't going to solve the MassCass area issue.
No, I think that's been acknowledged for sure. As a matter of fact, it's the drug use issue is still going on there.
That's right.
The camps are gone. But that's still, the root of it is still the drug use.
Yeah, but I think we all should take a look at that and say, if we don't have programs and responses within our communities, that can happen, in anywhere.
Yeah. Hence, having Manette at your resource center.
Having Manette at our resource center,
You mentioned volunteers. We have a picture of some volunteers who want to show folks, and then maybe you can talk about some opportunities for volunteering at Father Bill's.
Yeah, so through the pandemic, we haven't really been able to welcome volunteers.
Right.
But right now, we're still looking for people to, prepare meals, even, if kids want to make sandwiches and things. Always looking for that. But over the next couple of months, here you can see the Arbella group in there. We are... welcoming back families, individuals, civic groups, businesses to come back and start serving meals over, you know, late spring into the summer. Okay. So, you know, opportunities are there to come out and start serving meals again at Father Bill's and at the future Housing Resource Center.
Yeah. Is this the kitchen at Broad Street that we're seeing?
This is the kitchen right at Father Bill's place right here. And people usually, you know, come in and, you know, either prepare the meal, prepare it at their place, bring it to us, or participate and do it with us, and then serve it and meet the guests.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So will there be events happening this year, John, fundraising events? I mean, typically Food Fest is the big deal in July.
We haven't had the Food Fest in a couple of years. Yeah. And one of the things we're going to be transitioning from the Food Fest, at least for the foreseeable future, is smaller events.
Okay.
To be safe and distancing, of course, but also knowing that when we've done this through the last year or two, you know, during COVID, we've seen it as a good strategy to really be able to talk about what we're doing every day instead of a big Food Fest event, right? Yeah. And share what we're doing and having those conversations. So we're going to have smaller events, but more events.
Okay.
So be done a little differently.
All right. I mean, it's expensive to put on a large event as well,
right?
You need a full staff on duty. You need volunteers. You need food. You need sponsors.
So, and also for us, the Food Fest, you know, which was a great event, the restaurant industry has been hit so hard during this pandemic, and sad to say we've lost some restaurants, and asking them, even in a time where maybe hopefully things are going in a better way, to come out and donate the food and take time out, you know, we wanted to be cognizant of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the new way, unfortunately.
That's right.
Every time you hear, I like to ask you, what do you need right now, John?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, you know, I think the high need items right now is we've had a lot of people moving out of the shelter, which is great. So bed sheets are big, twin and full bed sheets, adult size backpacks, you know, full size blankets, pillows, and then sunscreen, you know, if people are going to be outside and things like that. So that's some of the big things right now that we're looking at. If people can come in and they can drop them right off at Father Bill's place.
Okay. I know sometimes canned goods, non-perishable items are
always okay. We take canned goods and any kind of food.
And personal hygiene items.
Personal hygiene, toothbrushes, toothpaste, razors, all of those things. We want, when everybody comes off the streets, we want to make sure that they have something like that.
Okay. Helpfbms.org, the main website.
And we always update our wish list of what we need on that website. So what we need today may not what we need a month from now, so please check it out.
Okay. There's a dedicated email. I know if folks want to be a volunteer. Yep. Then the main phone number here at the Quincy Shelter, and all over social media too, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Good to see you, John. Appreciate
thanks for
it.
Having us, Joe. Thank all you, right. And thanks for you guys coming out for the groundbreaking and being a part of it. Appreciate
it. It's our pleasure. We're gonna follow it all the way through to the end.
The ribbon cutting's coming.
Definitely. All right. Good to see you.
Good to see you.